Justine Hammer, also known as Crimson Cowl, has been affiliated with the Masters of Evil. Her abilities include being an adept athlete and unarmed combatant, a shrewd businesswoman and negotiator, and wears a prehensile cloak that grants flight, shapeshifting, and teleportation. Justine claims to be the daughter of industrialist and super criminal financier Justin Hammer.
Despite being the daughter of one of the richest men in the world, Justine's life was not one of privilege. Justin never approved of his daughter, and Justine was always trying to prove her worthiness.
Justine eventually decided to follow in her father's footsteps and use the super criminal community to accumulate power for herself. Shortly after the Avengers and the Fantastic Four seemingly died in battle with Onslaught, Justine donned the costume and name of the Crimson Cowl, an identity once used by Ultron. And, like Ultron, she formed a new group of super criminals called the Masters of Evil.
Working for Hydra, she hoped to win the favor of the New York City crime families. All of this enraged the members of the new superhero team, the Thunderbolts, because they were actually another faction of the Masters of Evil, led by Baron Zemo, aka Citizen V.
Helmut Zemo's father Heinrich was the original founder of the Masters of Evil, and Helmut himself had once led the Masters in their siege on the Avengers facility. As such, the legacy of the Masters was important to Helmut, and it angered him to see them now reduced to being hired mercenaries.
When the Thunderbolts faced the Masters of Evil in battle, she and her team escaped due to the blinding flash that accompanies the Crimson Cowl's teleportation effect. And after the Thunderbolts had turned on Zemo and Techno, they found themselves fugitives, hated by heroes and criminals alike.
The Crimson Cowl saw this as an opportunity to induct the remaining Bolts into her Masters of Evil. She sent Cyclone to bait the Thunderbolts into walking into an ambush.
After defeating the T-Bolts, she made her proposal: join her and enjoy all the perks that come with being in her organization, or defy her, and she would tell all the Thunderbolts' enemies how to find them. The Thunderbolts were given time to think over the situation, but in the end, decided they would rather take down the Crimson Cowl instead.
When next they fought, it looked like the Crimson Cowl had won, until Hawkeye, disguised as Dreadknight, saved the team.
Hawkeye offered to become the new Thunderbolts leader, and one of his first actions as leader was to promise the media the capture of the Masters of Evil. The Masters began a plan to use a weather machine to blackmail world leaders for $1 billion.
The Masters' number had grown under the Cowl from 6 members to 25. Realizing they were outnumbered, Hawkeye decided to use Moonstone and her reputation as a traitor to infiltrate the Masters.
Moonstone was tempted to legitimately side with the Masters, but eventually decided against it and took the Cowl down instead. Moonstone unmasked the Crimson Cowl, and the Thunderbolts were shocked to find she was Dallas Riordan, their former liaison to the office of the New York City mayor.
In reality, Dallas Riordan was actually the new Citizen V. She had been knocked unconscious when she began to interfere with the Cowl's plan for the weather machine.
And at the last moment, Justine had teleported out of her costume and placed Dallas into it. Dallas didn't tell the Thunderbolts the truth because she was still bitter about being fired as the mayor's liaison because of the Thunderbolts' deception as heroes.
Eventually, Dallas was rescued from jail by her team, the V Battalion. Eventually, Dallas parted company with the V Battalion after they ordered her to assassinate Henry Gyrich, and she refused.
Dallas came back to America to get aid from the Thunderbolts.
During a battle between the Veep Battalion and the Thunderbolts, the Crimson Cal had Dallas teleported to our hideout, which was on the border of Simcaria and Latverium.
Dallas was briefly held prisoner, but soon escaped. She and Justine fought a long battle that ended with Dallas falling off a bridge, which left her paralyzed.
Silver Sable was apparently allies with Justine and allowed her to stay in Sable's country of Simcaria, when Justine moved there after inheriting her father's fortune. Silver Sable was unaware that Justine was a super criminal for quite some time.
Eventually, the Crimson Cal created a new Masters of Evil. Hawkeye, Songbird, and Plant Man defeated most of them and convinced several of them that the Crimson Cal would kill them with a biotoxin Justine's father had secretly placed in the majority of supercriminals he had employed over the years.
Hawkeye inducted several of these masters into the Thunderbolts. The Crimson Cal was eventually defeated by Skane, who used her powers to deconstruct Justine's costume, leaving her naked even when she was put in her own cell by the Thunderbolts.
Skine managed to stitch most of it back together for Silver Sable. And during the Sokovia Act incident, Justine appeared as part of a crew along Razor Fist and Diamond Head trying to escape the superhuman prison, the Raft.
She teleported to the security center, knocking out both guards and releasing all the prisoners. Razor Fist, holding Robbie Baldwin as a hostage in Human Shield, cut Baldwin, which released his kinetic energy, rendering most of the prisoners unconscious, maimed, or possibly dead.
Justine was found by guards knocked out cold. Crimson Cal was hired by the Hood to take advantage of the split in the superhero community caused by the Superhuman Registration Act.
Justine has since ostensibly left her life of crime to take the reins of Hammer Industries, along with her daughter Sasha Hammer, and begin promoting their own line of mechanized battlesuits to sell to both the military and private interests, Detroit Steel. Justine is also seen buying surplus Hammer equipment, being sold with the fall of Norman Osborn.
The Crimson Cal's main power is her prehensile cloak. Its many billows seem capable of elongating, strangling, grappling, pummeling, and even forming sharp edges with its corners.
The cloak also contains devices enabling her to levitate and to teleport herself and her teammates away from the scene, with a brilliant, debilitating flash of light just prior to the effect. Justine Hammer is also an adept athlete and unarmed combatant. She is also a shrewd businesswoman and negotiator, making her a formidable leader and criminal organizer.